And so with very little musical introduction, this is a flashback show, which was created, well, recalled, you might say, on June 20th, 2024 for the June 20th show. And it actually jumps back to September 25th, 2014. Concerns a lot of stuff. There's an interview with Keith McHenry on his essentially replacement of the Mother Teresa food operation in San Francisco back in 1987-88. And we have a lot of Red Church interviews. Eric Ray and Donna Marie on Parks and Rec's August Raid, taking their, or his stuff, Five Camps Destroyed, stuff hidden in trees, taken, tents slashed by labor-ready workers, and repeat seizures. And we have Honey's 24 stay-away order from the beach after a ticket, a mass bust at parking lot number 9 on Elm Street against travelers for smoking, with four cops doing the dirty work. And we have Street Jeweler Robin reporting levee wildlife destruction to drive out campers, fencing near the tannery 2 to 3 weeks earlier than that netcast. A homeless like a service center, now like a prison with locked gates, so no more meals there. And actually, I think the actual closing of meals completely, except for those in the so-called fictitious programs to housing, or I might say at least overhyped program, happened in the summer of 2015, prompted the beginning of the Freedom Sleepers. And you have Lone Wolf Hutch denouncing Santa Cruz Hotel for ripping him off for his vet's check. Jeweler reports a move-along fine reduced from $349 to $100. That's, you know, move-along every hour. That was the rule in those days. So they weren't asked, as the law required, to move along, which is really what they were supposed to do if they were going to actually cite and fine them. And we have Dreamcatcher, Michael Orr, talking about a massive seizure of property of seven older men in San Lorenzo Park while they were at lunch. And a call-in on the mosquito anti-homeless noise devices, its impact on health. And caller and in-studio broadcaster Doc Mike discussed the health implications of mosquito devices. Colin Campbell, Clyde's national political dismay. Gives you a little national political analysis. A lot of that, and a two-hour show, so it happened years ago, but it did happen. So check it out.